On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, you're going to hear a different perspective that you probably haven't heard. I'm going to tell you why you should actually be excited about the upcoming market crash in real estate.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast, episode number 14. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, the founder of Search Salt Lake and Salt Lake Insider, and the brand new Massive Agent Society that you've heard me talk about for the last couple episodes that officially launches on April 1st. I just had to pick April Fool's Day, didn't I? And Easter. But first of the month, it's a good time. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. Now, if you guys haven't yet, please go subscribe to the show, whether that's on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever. That way, every time we release a new episode, it automatically shows up in your podcast app. And you guys that have been listening for a while, you've noticed we release a new show every Thursday morning. We will continue doing that once a week, every Thursday. And later at the end of the show, after I tell you why you should be so damn excited about the market crash, about the real estate crash that's coming, maybe that's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, who knows? But I'm really freaking excited about it, and I'll tell you why. And I think once you hear my perspective, you might be pretty stoked about it too. At the end of the show on today's massive Q&A, the question is from George Wanica. He's a realtor and appraiser in Staten Island, New York. He's the founder of searchstatenisland.com. And he asks a question that I think I know what he means, and I'm going to take it in the direction I think he means. He asks, what is the best way to market your business to people that have never seen it, who don't know you? So I'm going to answer that at the end of the show today. Now, I don't know what took me so long, but as of now, Massive Agent is now on Instagram. I just set up our Instagram profile the other day. You can find us at Massive Agent. Please go follow us on Instagram. I'm going to be putting out a lot more unique content that you're only going to see on the Massive Agent Instagram profile and the Massive Agent Instagram story. So please go follow us. I'd be happy to follow you back. Look for that. There's going to be a lot more content coming over there. Just two more quick announcements. Our website, massiveagentpodcast.com, is up. And the last few weeks, we've actually had show notes, which are summaries of the show. And if we mention a product or a service, or we have a guest, and you want links to those product, service, or you know, how you can connect with the guest, go to massiveagentpodcast.com, check out each new episode on there, check out the show notes. It's just a summary of the show, and it's just another way to reach us and get the information to you. And finally, because this episode is coming out on Thursday, March 29th, 2018, on April 1st, our Massive Agent Society launches officially to the public. All right, that's when I push the start button on the big marketing campaign that I have. Start the sales machine, you know, trying to grow it as big as possible and get as many people as possible. So if you're brand new to the show and you're not familiar with the Massive Agent Society, go check out the website. That'll explain more about it. But real quick, in a nutshell, the Massive Agent Society was made for people who want to generate more leads and they want to take matters into their own hands. They're tired of paying Boomtown a fortune every month or any of those other companies. Not to say they don't work great, but if you just take matters into your own hands, learn how to run your own Facebook ads and then do it, it's so much cheaper. And then you have full control over what you want to do. When you outsource it to Boomtown or some of these other companies, yes, they produce leads, but you have zero control over what type of ad it was and what type of lead you're getting from those ads. So it's for people who know how to run a Facebook ad, but then they struggle with what to do. What ads should they be running? And this is a database where you can log in and say, I want a new buyer ad. Boom, you click on this button and there's a bunch of different options. You can click on it and it's an end-to-end, all-inclusive, copy and paste Facebook ad for you to copy and run yourself. You just take, oh, let's use this audience. Cool. Copy, paste that. Copy this text. Copy this headline. Download the image that they say works well. And you just follow the instructions step by step. So if you know how to run Facebook ads, this is going to be amazing. Here's the catch. It's not really a catch. Here's actually the best part is only one agent per market can join the Massive Agent Society. Okay. And we've had the registration open on the website for a few days. We already have about 10 markets sold out. We have Austin, Texas gone, Colorado Springs gone, Salt Lake City gone, Richmond, Madison, What else? Parts of San Francisco are sold out. So, guys, it's a very big world, very big country. There's still plenty of markets available. But if you're interested, go check out MassiveAgentSociety.com. There's other benefits to it, too. It's all explained there on a website. I don't want to take 10 minutes here telling you about it. I did that on episode 12. If you want to go back to episode 12, I go more in-depth here on the podcast about what the Massive Agent Society is and all the value of it. Guys, I really think the Massive Agent Society, because we can only have one agent per market in it, I think it's going to be one of the most powerful marketing membership platforms in the real estate industry. Now, you probably read the headline from today, the title of the podcast, and you're like, why the hell would I be excited about the real estate market crashing? Well, numerous reasons. Little background. I got into this real estate business around 2010. Okay, it was after the big crash of 2009, and things were just recovering. But I remember short sales everywhere, foreclosures and bank owns everywhere. And, you know, sometimes it took 6 months to sell a house. It was just insane, like completely opposite of today, where it takes 5 minutes to sell a house. But then I also look back at those times and I'm like, holy crap, houses were so much less expensive back then. In a certain part of Salt Lake, in one of the neighborhoods that I'm moving back to at some point, I feel like it's the best neighborhood in Salt Lake. It's called Holiday. You used to be able to buy a house in the 200s. Now to get any decent single family home, and I'm just talking decent, not like nice and fancy, it's at least $500,000. So, you know, prices have gone up dramatically, and that's happened in all markets all across the country. From, you know, 2009 and 2010 until now, prices have gone up like crazy. But the people who bought property back then have done very, very, very well, very well. I bought a rental property back then and got a bunch of equity and rented it. And I mean, that's been great, but I wasn't really in a position to accumulate a bunch of properties. One of the great things that's going to happen when the market crashes is, yes, prices will go down. But what that means is real estate's on sale. You have to think that if you're going to be buying and owning real estate, whether that's your own personal home or rental real estate or whatever, or you just want to flip homes, you want to buy those homes on sale. You want to buy those as cheaply as you possibly can. And you can't do that now. We're at all-time highs, like all across the board, right? So when the market comes down a little bit, just see that as a sale. That's a sale on real estate. I wasn't in the position to accumulate a bunch of property back then, but I am now. So I'm freaking stoked for property to go on sale. That's one huge benefit. But here's the biggest thing. Here's why I think you should be excited about the coming real estate market crash. Whenever that happens, I don't think it's going to happen for a couple of years, but you better believe it's going to happen. And I think it's going to be pretty severe. Some markets are going to be hit harder than others, and some are going to be somewhat insulated, just depending on where you are and where the hot areas are and where all the jobs are and stuff like that. I want you to think about right now how hard it is. How hard it feels to get listings. Guys, I'll be honest with you. It's getting listings is so much tougher than buyers because there's so many buyers out there. And it's so easy to run Facebook ads and Google AdWords and everything and get buyer leads coming to you. But getting seller leads is tough. And here's why I think that is. Sellers, when somebody has their house to sell, usually they list with a family member or someone that they know. Someone they know, a referral or something. When they know somebody, they don't usually go to Google and say, hey, the best realtor in Salt Lake City. They'll go with cousin Bobby, who just got their real estate license 3 weeks ago, right? We see it all the time. For the most part, listings are being taken up by family members or the 47 other people that a seller knows who has their real estate license. Just because there's so many realtors, we're absolutely, like, everybody knows 47 different realtors, okay? And that's just the nature of this hot bull market, these all-time highs in the real estate market. But when the market tanks, so many of these people that are part-time realtors or they're just so-so, they don't know how to market, they haven't taken things into their own hands, they don't have a clue, they just are getting business falling in their lap. You think it's going to still fall in their lap when the market tanks? Of course not. The people that have been working on their marketing, learning Facebook ads, learning how to market themselves and build a brand and putting out content and building their website and their SEO, they're going to absolutely freaking crush it. The reason being, when all these jokers fall out of the business, cousin Bobby that got his license 3 weeks ago, he's going to fall out of the business and go back to being an accountant or go back to being a school teacher or whatever. And guys, please, I'm not disparaging anybody, but you know what I'm talking about. You know the spirit of what I'm trying to say. When all of a sudden that seller who knew 47 other realtors, and now they don't know anyone who's still in the business, what do they have to do if they want to find somebody to sell their home? They have to go to Google. They have to go actually seek somebody out. And if you've been spending the last few years with your website, building your brand, putting out content, doing YouTube videos, writing articles, improving the SEO of your website, you know, you're going to show up everywhere online. Like, I have a very good online presence here in Salt Lake with my real estate business, but so many people don't ever go to Google to seek that because they know 47 other realtors. When those 47 realtors are gone and they're out of the business because the market tanked, those people all of a sudden are going to be flocking to Google, and I'm going to be number one, and they're going to find me and hire me. Do you know how exciting that is? And so this was a theory that I had a couple of years ago, and then I spoke with some of my mentors who really got me started in blogging, and I asked them, I was like, guys, do you guys do better when the market tanks? And they're like, oh, you have no idea. Like, you're going to get all the business, because if you're ranked number one on Google for certain local keywords in real estate, everyone's going to find you. When they go search for a Salt Lake City realtor, they're going to find me, all of them, and I'm going to get a vast majority of them. So I'm really looking forward to that. Not only is my business going to thrive in the downturn, I'm going to be able to buy a crap load of properties on sale. But I just want to make sure you understand, if you're going to thrive when the market tanks, you need to spend right now building your brand, building your online presence, starting a website, blogging, working on the SEO of those articles and of your online content, so that when the market crash does come, you have a great web presence that you've been building for years. And maybe the market tanks 6 months from now, whatever. I mean, you've had 6 months to build your online presence. That's better than 95% of anyone else in our industry. Nobody has an online presence for the most part. I want you to take this as your wake-up call, and not in a negative way, but just like, look, you guys can take it all. You guys can take over your whole damn market when the market tanks. You just have to spend time building a great web presence, learning how SEO works, getting a website, creating content, doing videos, learning how to properly use social media. All the stuff we talk about here on this podcast, you know, all the tips and strategies and ideas we talk about, this is all stuff that'll help you to stand out above the crowd once the market crashes and take all the business. And one more aspect too that I don't think people are considering, because of market conditions, because there's so many more buyers than sellers in Salt Lake, and I know this is true for most of the country, I've worked with so many more buyers, let's say 80% buyers, 20% listings. It used to be much more listings than buyers, but that's just the way it works. And because of that, I've had to learn, in order to get my buyers to close on a home, like, first off, they had to win the bidding war, then they had to actually close on the property, right? So doing that has really helped me fine-tune my skills getting deals under contract in a tough seller's market. So all the skills that I've needed now, all the skills that I've learned in this market to get deals for buyers, to get those homes under contract, to actually get them closed, those are going to be a premium when all of a sudden it's a buyer's market and there's hardly any buyers. And if you have those skills, imagine how well you're going to do to get them deals, to get deals closed for your buyers. When you've polished yourself in the seller's market, it switches to a buyer's market, and you're just going to absolutely clean up that way too. So you've got to think of, when the market is opposite of now, what's going to work, what's not going to work. Not to beat the dead horse, but let's kick it a few more times here. Start building your online presence. But I want you to have that goal in mind of, when the market crashes, once all these people start falling out of the real estate industry, you're going to start sticking out, and people are going to finally be going to Google again and searching for realtors, and they're going to find you because you spent the last year and a half or 2 years or whatever it is building a brand, building a website, building an online presence. Guys, this is exciting. Like, I hope none of you are like, oh, this is a doom and gloom show. I'm telling you, when the market crashes, when it's doom and gloom for all of your competitors, you're going to freaking crush it. We're going to absolutely take over our markets, take market share, but you have to put in the work now so that you can do that. If you wait until the market tanks to start building your online presence, you're not going to get as much business as the person who started a year ago, 2 years ago, or right now. You know what I mean? So take this seriously. And I know I've promised you guys an episode about websites and about blogging. I will get to that in the next few for sure. But just so you guys know, because a lot of people ask me this, There's a ton of website companies out there. The one that I personally use is Easy Agent Pro. My Search Salt Lake website is an Easy Agent Pro website. I've been with them for over 2 years. I think it is by far the best value in the real estate industry as far as websites. Now, hear me. It is not the quote-unquote best website money can buy. It's not. Like, there's some that are $500 a month, $1,000 a month. It gets crazy. And there are some platforms that might do some more things for you. But as far as value, for $160 a month, I don't think you can find better in the real estate industry. In fact, I know you can't. I've looked. I've been with them for a few years. I built my whole damn business around my Easy Agent Pro website. I am a huge supporter of them. So if anyone is wondering, I should do a website. I should start blogging. But how should I do it? I personally use Easy Agent Pro. If you want to find out more about Easy Agent Pro websites, you can go to our affiliate link, massiveagentpodcast.com/EAP for Easy Agent Pro. That's massiveagentpodcast.com/EAP. It'll take you right over there. You get a discount for signing up. Just being fully transparent and honest, that is an affiliate link. So I would make a small commission at no extra cost to you. But that is the website company that I personally use and have been for years. That's the only reason I'm recommending them. I promise you guys we'll do a much deeper dive on websites and blogging and how that all works coming up soon. Let's get to our massive Q&A. And I'm not going to do that damn soundbite. Just not going to do it. So it's gone. We're just going to do the massive Q&A. So George Wanica, a good friend of mine in Staten Island, New York. Sorry, I can't help it. He asks, what is the best way to market your business to people that have never seen it? Well, first off, George, I think that's kind of a weird question, to be honest with you, because it's like, well, that's what marketing is getting people to see you, right? But there's marketing to people who already know you and marketing to people who don't know you yet. I think if you're trying to grow your audience, to get more people to see you who don't already know you, you really have to focus on the branding, right? Making yourself the local expert in your market. And you need people to start seeing you as that. The only way to do that is to be putting out content, not real estate content. Don't post your damn listings all over the place. Just, you've heard me say it before, frickin' stop it. Stop it with the listings littering your social media. Nobody cares, but people do care about the new theater that's opening in your town, or this, you know, Topgolf is opening in Salt Lake City for the first time, or, you know, this new school is being built, or the 10 best coffee shops in your city, whatever. Like, that type of stuff people read, and they don't have their guard up that, oh, this is from a real estate agent. They don't have their guard up when they're reading it, but they're going to, if all of a sudden they're like, oh, Johnny the realtor put out this article and I love this article. Oh, let me go to their website. And they start wandering around the rest of your website. They start searching for homes or whatever. Or maybe they just notice your name, notice your logo. You have to keep putting out content regularly and make sure people know you're in real estate. You just have to make it visible. If you're doing like a show, videos and stuff, just the only mention you should ever do of real estate is, unless it's on a real estate topic, but we're not talking about that type of content. I don't recommend that. If you go do an interview with this, coffee shop owner who just opened up downtown on Main Street, whatever, just introduce yourself at the beginning of the show. Hey, this is Dustin Brome, a realtor with Search Salt Lake, and I'm here with so-and-so, the coffee shop owner. Like, that's all you have to do. And then people know you're in real estate. That's it. So do more of that and continue doing it over and over and over. I do think, based on what I told you before about when the market tanks, you should be doing Instagram stories and Snapchat if you want to. That's a great, easy way to get content out there and to start building your name and your brand and everything like that. But I want you also to start putting it on a blog or at the very least on a YouTube profile, because then it's discoverable through Google when the market does tank and people go to look for you. If you don't have a website or at least a YouTube channel, they're not going to find you. You may have been doing the best Instagram stories in the country for the last 2 years, but if somebody has never seen those and then they go looking for a realtor in your area, they'll have no idea. You know, so you need to have a website, a blog, a YouTube channel, maybe all of them, but that's what you need to focus on with people that you don't know, is not being like, hey, I'm the realtor. If you have any real estate needs, call 801-666-44. You know, no. I just want you guys to think about, what do you pay attention to? What gets your attention? Or on the flip side, what do you immediately turn off and shut out? The sales pitches from people that you don't know, when the first contact you have or the first thing that you see when when you see their commercial, their ad, their Facebook profile, their whatever, is if they come out with a pitch, even just a, if you need anyone to help you sell your house, give me a call. You know, don't be a douchebag. My God, I can't freaking handle it anymore. But people are acting one way when they, in their own lives, act a completely different way. If you're constantly shutting the, you know, if you're telling door knockers to go away, or you're not answering the door, or it irritates the shit out of you when you get a cold call from a solicitor, and then you're doing those things, I don't need to say much more than that. If you get irritated when you see, when you're scrolling through Instagram and people are just posting, oh, you know, here's keys to the new house, it's just constant real estate nonsense, you tune that out. So does everybody else. So start marketing accordingly. Jeez, it just bugs me so much, and I see so many people doing the wrong thing. But how awesome is that for you guys that are actually going to start doing the right thing, actually being valuable, putting out content, branding yourself, being the local expert with the occasional 10% of the time you talk about real estate stuff. You know, that's, you're going to absolutely crush it because everybody else is doing the wrong shit and you're going to be doing the right shit. So that's exciting. George, I hope that answers your question. I'm giving you a little shit on that being a dumb question, but I hope that's what you meant by it. I think that was the spirit of what you were asking. I hope that helps. And I hope that helps everybody else listening as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 14. Remember, Massive Agent Society, our exclusive Facebook ads collection, Facebook ads database, and exclusive referral network is launching on April 1st. If you want more information, just go to massiveagentsociety.com. April 1st, it launches. You can pre-register. The registration links are open. So if you're in like, I don't know, Boulder, Colorado or whatever, and you're like, well, shit, I don't want anybody else to take Boulder, you can go sign up now. The registration links are open. You don't have to wait till the 1st. But on the 1st, that's when I start really marketing the crap out of it. And that's when the content is released as well. So if you've signed up early, or you do sign up early before Sunday, April 1st, then just know the content, all the stuff that you're paying to get access to, will be released automatically on April 1st at 12:01 a.m. So have a great Easter. Have a great April Fool's Day, I guess. That's a weird thing to say. Guys, take advantage of this time before the market turns. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. Start preparing, start marketing, start building your brand the right way, because we can all absolutely take over our markets if we just do the right things over and over and over until that crash comes. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for listening to the Massive Agent Podcast. Talk to you soon.